10th Avenue North, the main act at the opening night of Life Fest last night, and they get us started on a Thursday, July 8th front page here on WWIB and WOGO as we get set to spend the hour with the former Chippewa Valley residents Pam and Mike Matthews talking about their new journal, The Pearl Within, an interactive journey on WIB and WOGO.
So you thought you had to keep this up, all the work that you do, so we think that you're good and you can't believe it's not enough. All the walls you built up are just glass on the outside, so let them fall down. There's freedom waiting in the sound when you let your walls fall to the ground.
Avenue North, Healing Begins, getting us going for a Thursday front page here on WWIB. We generally cover current events, controversy, and courageous living, courageous and Christian living, 10 to 11 Monday through Friday here on WWIB, 100,000-watt Christian FM, and also booming out at 93.7 FM in and around La Crosse, and then re-airing at night on AM 680 and WOGO.com, as well podcast to follow at WIB.com and WOGO.com. We've got those brought up to speed. And, you know, it's different items. Like yesterday, we ran through 10 things that you need to know, and we'll do that frequently. But this hour, this subject with these folks, Mike and Pam Matthews, formerly of the Chippewa Valley, I thought we'd actually devote the full hour to really get as much out of this as we can. And a good inclusion, a good mixture of contemporary Christian music as we work our way through this discussion. Healing is a big part of Mike and Pam Matthews' story. And it's a big part of their brand new journal, which is going to be, which I think you're going to have access to actually online at their website, focusonheaven.com. It's called The Pearl Within, an interactive journey through your past, present, and future to discover the pearl within you. And Mike and Pam join us from their home in Missouri. Welcome to both of you.
Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good to have you aboard. Let's begin with your story and your journey before we get brought up to speed with this latest material that you've got for folks. I've got the hard copy, but I know it is accessible for people, and others have been utilizing it from focusonheaven.com. Isn't that right?
That is correct. Focusonheaven.com. You can download it for just a simple $3 donation.
Mm-hmm. All right. Tell us, just in terms of your own story, Mike, and then Pam, in terms of just the change or the healing you saw. I mean, there was a day, your low point was pretty low. Came to one particular Sunday as you found yourself at Harvest Time Church here in Eau Claire, right?
Amen. You know, Mark, we grew up in Wisconsin, both Pam and I, and every one of our grandparents, at least on my side, were alcoholics, and I followed suit. You know, I was a byproduct of the environment I lived in. And for 15 years, I tried to quit drinking, but loved the taste of alcohol. And, you know, finally one day, Pam got my attention and said, Mike, I want a divorce. Because I just got back from spending 3 days with my friends drinking again, and it got my attention. So we went and visited Pastor Marv Juvie, who I knew as a young man, and he confronted me and spoke the gospel truth to me, and he said, Mike, can you quit? And for years, I always said, oh, of course I can quit. I'm not an alcoholic. So that week, I had vowed to Pam and the pastor that I would quit drinking, and I was on the road, actually. Back in that day, I was used to drinking a six-pack on the road, and unfortunately, that was true. I got two DWIs back in those days, and so here I am, remembering my vow to the pastor and Pam, driving on the road saying, no, I can't get a six-pack. No, I can't get a six-pack. And I finally pulled over in Baldwin, Wisconsin, and got a six-pack of Miller Lite was my flavor. And I downed two beers within just a few minutes because I was craving it so bad. And it was at that instant that the Spirit of the living God came and said, Mike, you are an alcoholic. And I just started crying. And
just realizing that that was that point of addiction, you know, that point of addiction. And anybody who's been addicted knows it. We lie to ourselves, lie to ourselves, lie to ourselves. And I think that's where the 10th Avenue North, when the light meets the dark, at that point, God shined his light in and you saw, wow, You got me. I'm addicted.
Exactly. And so I pulled over at the wayside on Highway 94 and threw out the six-pack. I never said a word to Pam because I felt so low. People would call it condemnation, but it was really the Holy Spirit convicting me. And so that Sunday morning, Pastor Juvie, of course, had invited us to come to church after a week of abstinence from alcohol. And that morning I was ironing my shirt, and I just started crying because it dawned on me again that I was an addict, that I couldn't stop, and I cried out to God, there's no hope for me unless you do something miraculous today. And I remember, as clear as I'm sitting there, crying and, you know, just realizing the hopelessness. And Pam didn't know that was taking place because she was doing something different. We show up at church, and they had an altar call, and I pulled on Pam's hand, and somebody behind us saw that and led us to the Lord back in 1991, and we walked out of church, two different people, both of us on the same Sunday, and I never had taste for alcohol again. And so it was a miracle in our life that was so desperately needed. It was 5 years into our marriage, and here we are 23 years later now, praising God, living for the Lord. But the reality is, unless I wanted to clean my house, which was my heart, my soul, my mind, there was no hope for Mike Matthews.
And there's been subsequent cleanings, obviously, continuing along the way. And then, Pam, for you, your addiction wasn't to alcohol, but how did the light meet the dark in your life?
Well, there were several different times that had happened, several different journeys along the way. And what I had seen for the most part was I was wearing a mask and pretending I was being somebody that I really wasn't. I had learned the behavior of, you know, you show up at church with a smile and you pretend, but, you know, deep down you're really broken and crying out for help. And so there was several different journeys along the way that God had helped me clean out my house.
And so, actually, Mike, you've written a couple of different books, both of which we've talked to you in the past. The most recent before this latest interactive journal, The Pearl Within, was a book having to do with dreams. And I know we had a front page with you on that last June and had re-aired that once as well and had a good, strong reaction to that, right?
Amen. Numerous people, especially the unsaved, are reaching out for the book Dreams because we cannot deny the fact that God said he would pour out his dreams in the last days.
And it's happening all over the world. You know, it really is. It, especially we hear the stories in the Muslim countries. But I'll tell you what, I've heard more people talking about that here in the States than ever. It's the kids and everything.
Yep, amen. So in fact, the day we released this book called The Pearl Within, we get a call from somebody who downloaded it on the website. And she said, I cannot believe this came out today because just last night I had a dream. And it was a pearl within my leg that I was trying to get out, but I didn't know it was a pearl. It just looked like a growth. And here, in my dream, I'm digging, and I pull it out, and it's a pearl, and the next day I see your book. And it was just, you know, good confirmation that, you know, God is trying to stir all of us in our dream life, in our Christian walk, to let his light shine like never before, that he might be glorified.
So, Pam, the journal is called The Pearl Within, an interactive journey through your past, present, and future to discover the pearl within you. And you got the verse there, Matthew 13:45, on the front cover with a great picture of a pearl inside the clam. But it says, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for pearls. Tell us about the development of this journal. It's been long in the works between you and Mike, but finally you guys got determined and got this thing out in a hurry in the end here.
Yeah. Well, you know, through my journeys, I realized that as God was taking those journeys and cleaning my house step by step, that I knew that when the peace finally came, I started recognizing in many women that they weren't living in that freedom and that peace. And I realized that how much I wanted to help them, but generally, simple conversations just wasn't going to cut it. So, you know, through this, there was a way I wanted to get it out. There was a way I wanted to help women. And so Mike originally had this idea, and I knew that I needed to share my experiences, my trials, that, you know, to help other people so they can go through a process that they can exchange with God so that they can find that freedom and that peace.
Yeah, and we're going to talk more about exchange. That's a key word that you really pick up on in Scripture. But, Mike, why this story? Why the pearl within?
You know, Mark, one of my great heroes of modern day, modern time is Reggie White. And Reggie White, I happened to, you know, thanks to my dad, he had shared with me, just watched on ESPN, somebody testifying of Reggie White. This was last year. And Reggie White's wife, Sarah, shares that he had a dream a week before he died. And in that dream, Reggie said it were two Hebrew words that he couldn't quite figure out. But when he finally figures them out after studying, in the dream it said, Jehovah redeems, and it's a treasure. And so ever since that time, I started preaching more. I started focusing more on the word redemption. And really in its simplest form, redemption means the opportunity to exchange. I exchange an alcoholic behavior for a supernatural move of God, and my life is different forevermore. And everything in my life, you know, whether I went to high school and exchanged my diploma for a job or a college degree for a job, the process of exchange is right in Scripture. You know, be not deceived. God cannot be mocked. For whatever a man sows, that will he also reap. So I sow, but I also expect an exchange coming back to me if I'm listening to God. So Reggie White was an inspiration in this particular story.
It's an interactive journal. You can access it online at their website, focusonheaven.com. What do you do if you want to go there? You mentioned just $3, but I'm there right now. What do you have to do to actually access this?
Yeah, if you go over on the left-hand side of the page, it says The Pearl Within.
Mm-hmm.
Click on that, and then on the top part, you'll see where it says
message. Book download. Okay, book download, right.
Download, and you can actually download. We intended this to be a series because we've probably got 10 more series to tell, one on angels, one on, confusion in people's lives. So we want people to be able to download each journey. But we want them to download the journey from a standpoint, as Pam was saying, to clean up their life a little bit.
So again, you can get you can download it in terms of on the internet, the electronic version of the book for just a suggested $3 donation. And also you can purchase printed copies there as well, focusonheaven.com. Talking to Mike and Pam Matthews, they're interactive journal. It's called The Pearl Within, an interactive journey through your past, present, and future to discover the pearl within you. And as we go to break here, a little bit more of the chorus of 10th Avenue North's tune, Healing Begins. But when we come back, it's another contemporary Christian group whose song features prominently in The Pearl Within from Mike and Pam, and that is Sanctus Reels, Whatever You're Doing. So that's coming up. And we're also going to hear from a area woman who's experienced her own healing through the Matthews Ministry and part of an event I joined them at in Hannibal, little Hannibal, Wisconsin. Could God be moving in Hannibal, just north of Thorpe, this past November? We'll find out. Coming up, Front Page, Wibben Wogle.
It's time for healing, time to move on. It's time to fix what's been broken too long. Time to make right what has been wrong. It's time to find my way to where I belong. There's a wave that's crashing. All I can do is surrender whatever you're doing inside of me. It feels like chaos, but somehow there's peace, and it's hard to surrender to what I can't see. But I'm giving in to some. Time for a milestone, time to begin again. Reevaluate who I really am. Am I doing everything to follow your will? Or just climbing aimlessly over these hills? So sure. Somehow
Sanctus Real and their tune, Whatever You're Doing, Something Heavenly. It's featured prominently in Pam and Mike Matthews' The Pearl Within, an interactive journey. A workbook takes you through your past, present, and future to discover the pearl within you. Of course, from Jesus' story in Matthew 13. And Mike, what was it about, I know you passionately watch and listen to contemporary Christian music. When in the process of putting this The Pearl Within journal together did you find that song and the light went on, like, wow, that's it, that connects?
Yeah, you know, good point, Mark. Is that, you know, right away when we started developing the first section, which was, you know, just the opening of the book about The Pearl Within, I recall preaching over Manitowoc, Wisconsin last year, and a person coming up to me and saying, Mike, let me tell you a song that changed my life recently, and it was by Sanctus Real, Whatever You're Doing. So I listened to it back then and said, wow, that's moving. And so we wrote this and said, that's the song, but we wanted to confirm it. So we sent Sanctus Real an email saying, hey, we'd like to include your song in the journal. And they fell in love with it. And so we said, okay, that's the one. But really, the key words, though, is, you know what? God did something beyond me when he saved me. God did something beyond me when he healed me a few times. And those are the key words in the song. God's up to something bigger than me and something heavenly. So with our whole focus on heaven theme, getting ready, getting prepared for Christ's return, we're saying, hey, God's going to do all kinds of heavenly things for people, so help them get focused on heavenly things. But it's got to be beyond them. It's got to be beyond their church. It's got to be beyond their religion. It's got to be beyond their own belief, because it's something heavenly beyond themselves.
Yeah, and again, the chorus, so we're going to hear that at the close of this break again, but whatever you're doing inside of me, it feels like chaos. Somehow there's peace. It's hard to surrender to what I can't see, but I'm giving in to something heavenly. Pam, it doesn't matter if we're in the kitchen and we're making something. If we're halfway through, it can look like a mess, right? But wait till it's done. And, you know, when God's in the middle of us, whether you think of highway construction or something you do in the kitchen or woodworking, in the middle of the project, it seems like a mess. But God's up to something in each believer's life, right?
Absolutely. You know, the one journey of my life was the cleansing process, and it was a process that God was using to clean out what I had, you know, stuffed down in, and I couldn't confront. And so he took that, and it was, I mean, you can verify this with Mike, it wasn't a pretty time, it wasn't a pretty picture, because there was a whole lot of stuff that I had, you know, I had buried deep inside me that needed to come out. And when it did come out, you know, Mike had to bear the brunt of what was coming out. But I will say this, if Mike had not been sensitive enough to the Spirit to not, you know, so if he would have reacted differently than the way he did, we would have just ended up with a war. But because he was sensitive to the Spirit, and we really didn't know what was going on at the time. All I know is there was a lot of stuff coming out of me that God was cleaning out, but I didn't know what he was doing. I knew that it was chaos, but I didn't know exactly what he was doing. But Mike was sensitive enough to not start and not react on that, what was coming out of me and what was coming out at him. And therefore, but when I got done with this process, I felt so relieved, because all the anger, the bitterness, and all that stuff that I had buried deep inside me was coming out. And therefore, I spiritually felt like I had went up several levels, because there was a peace and a freedom inside of me that, I mean, it was the pearl. It was all the irritants inside me coming out, and I see, and that's why this song is so perfect, because it really was chaos. I didn't know what was going on, but in the end, there was peace.
And, you know, it is interesting. I mentioned this to you, Mike, as we're getting ready to talk today about The Pearl Within, and you can access it either online, electronic version, or order a copy at the Matthews website, focusonheaven.com. Click on Pearl Within on the left side of the page. But talking about, I had this interview with Matt Hammond. He's the lead singer of Sanctus Real a couple of weeks ago, and saved it for the right time, which turned out to be my day off on Monday, July 5th, and got good reaction to that, particularly him opening up more vulnerably and transparently than even the typical contemporary singer, talking about struggles in he and his wife's marriage, leading to a point of desperation, and saying, listen, divorce isn't an option for us, but something's got to change. And that led to the writing of his tune, Lead Me. And so it's interesting here, kind of Sanctus Real Week. And wouldn't you know, tonight they're at Life Fest. So I don't know, a lot of God instances there, it seems to me. But Pam, as God heals us, he also then heals through us. And I know you've experienced that. It's one of the spiritual gifts that you've been given. And we've got somebody on the line who was at an event that we were all at Little Hannibal, Wisconsin. I had an invitation to go there this past November. It's north of Thorpe a ways. And good morning to Michelle Nevin. Michelle, how you doing?
I'm fine. I'm great.
All right.
How are you?
All right. I'm fine. Mike and Pam and I, and we were part of a back-to-back, I think it was a Friday and Saturday night back in November. Were you there both nights, Michelle, or what?
I was there just the one night. It was my first night at the church.
Mm-hmm.
They came and got me and said, it's time to go. Pastor had been visiting with me since before that, and when it was time, he came and got me and just took me, and I was blessed. I was truly blessed by that night.
All right, there was a good amount of sharing. Mike shared a bit, and it gave me an opportunity to share from my heart, from the scripture, and then afterwards, an invitation for people to come forward for prayer, and a number of folks responded. To take us back to what you know, your own condition, your own situation that night, and what happened.
Back in January of 2008, I was diagnosed with a very rare disease called Arnold-Chiari malformation.
I'm sorry, what was that again?
That is, it's called Arnold-Chiari malformation.
Arnold-Chiari malformation. All right, what is that?
What is that? It is where you are born with your brain. Your brain is too big for your skull. And at that time, I had been through many doctors and many different things through January of 2008 through June 2008. And I finally found a doctor that just popped up and told me that I was the worst Kahari had ever seen, and I was progressing very fast. And I would be gone. I would be dead within a few months had I not had brain surgery, and that I would not ever walk again. I walked into the hospital, but I never have been wheelchair. Had been wheelchair bound since. Whenever they did the decompression. I did lose a lot of things, but I prayed the Lord not to let me forget his word that I had grown up with, and the Lord left that there. That was still in my heart. My mother kept me in church all my life, and so we got through that time, but I was still wheelchair-bound, very sick. I was a CNA for many years, took care of people, and at that time I was the one had to be taken care of. And I was very frustrated, very angry. I had a husband who tried to be supportive but wasn't. And so it was a trying time. It was definitely a very dark, trying time for me during that.
So all of that leading up to you coming to this event, I think it was the second night here in Hannibal. What's the name of the church again?
It's called Through the Valley Ministries in Hannibal, Wisconsin.
Okay. And so at the end, when people came for prayer, what I know Pam interacted and prayed for you. What happened there?
When she prayed for me, I came expecting something. I knew the Lord had something for me. And when she prayed with me, she told me to claim the victory every day. Even though I was in a situation where I felt like there was no hope. But I knew there was, because in the deepest part of my spirit, I knew God was there. And through her, letting the Lord use her the way he does, I have come through many dark times. And I'm a single mother of two. I have, and I'm out of my wheelchair. I walk. I can't walk long distances, but I walk. I have regained my memory, which I had lost for years. I have been delivered of all the anger and hopelessness and depression. The Lord has really been cleaning me since that time. It's been a process, but the Lord has truly blessed me, and I am stronger today than I've ever been, and they didn't think I would live as long as I have, and I was to never walk again.
And
isn't it true that a dream was part of this whole healing process, besides that particular night and Pam telling you to claim the victory, but how does a dream work into this?
Okay, Wednesday night, probably this last week, about 2 weeks ago, I had a dream. I was in a house, a place, I'm not quite sure of what it was, but I had left my room and went to another room, and through these doors, I just kept going through doors, many different rooms and different places, and I was getting very afraid because I couldn't find my way back. But in the corner of my eye, Pam was in this one little hallway. It was a wooden hallway where she was just sweeping and cleaning this hallway. And in the corner, I would look at her, and she had such peace on her face and peace about her that she was just very slowly cleaning and working. And I just, through that, I knew that I would find my way back. And it blessed me. When I went to church the next day, the Thursday night, I went to Bible study, the Lord delivered me. He really, truly delivered me. I came out of a bad marriage, and he delivered me of anger, and that towards that situation, I was able to forgive, and I have received more healing since, and I feel each day it gets better. And that dream, the Lord has showed, and with talking with Pam and everything, the Lord is showing me what we had spoken about. That he's showing me things that I want to touch other people with. I want other ones to know that there is hope, even when it seems hopeless.
Well, Pam and Mike Matthews, just kind of amazing. It seems like everything comes full circle. Today is actually actor Kevin Bacon's birthday, and they were talking about that game that came up a few years ago, 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon, connect everybody. In Hollywood, just through Kevin Bacon movies, but it's that idea of 6 degrees of separation. We've got a connectedness here between your earlier book about dreams and God moving in that way, in a significant way, but also as you talk about healing, internal healing in your interactive journal, The Pearl Within, and Mike, that's borne out in this great testimony by Michelle.
Amen, Mark. You know, and it's funny, but it's not. It's almost scary at times to see how God's working so precisely. In fact, the very first introduction chapter in The Pearl Within is called Cleaning Your House, or Your Starting Point. And it uses almost those exact words that Michelle saw in her dream. Michelle had no clue we're writing this book. And so God's confirmation to say, hey, you're on the right track. You need to help people. But Pam's greatest pearl that she told no one about for 6 years was the gift of healing. And we got so many testimonies around the country of people who call us 2 months later, like Michelle did, and say, hey, when you were here, I got healed. But Pam, for 6 years, held back that gift because she was afraid, or the churches we went to never encouraged her to step forth and exercise the very pearl that God had gifted her with. So I'm blessed. I got the best wife in the world. I'm married to the best wife who's got spiritual authority to heal people, and I believe people are going to be healed on the phone today just by listening to God's healing power.
And, well, I got the best wife in the world, but we'll have to duke it out later. But anyhow, the point is that in this idea about our heart being a home, years ago, a Christian classic, Robert Munger had this, My Heart, Christ's Home. And so this idea isn't new, but you're contemporizing it for us, because a lot of folks, I bring that up, I mentioned that book from time to time, it's about Jesus wants to go in by the power of the Spirit and clean up every room in your heart, and a lot of folks not familiar with that, and so that's definitely at the center of the Pearl Within journal, right, Pam?
Yes, it is. And you know, it's not an easy process. It was a painful process.
It's one that we do together. I mean, the Spirit is the leader, but he doesn't force himself on us, right? I mean, he's always a gentleman. So.
Right, and it's easy to talk and say that you want to. I mean, I sang those songs, I want to be like you, Jesus, and you know, whatnot. and I just thought it was going to happen. And
right.
I just thought I could be like him, but I couldn't be like him until I cleaned the house, until those things that were dishonorable to him came out. And therefore, that's why this journey, the journey slash journal, is to help the women go through that and recognize so that they can find that peace and that freedom.
Michelle, just before we let you go, anything you want to say to Mike and Pam about their ministry in your life?
The both of you have truly blessed me, and I love you both with all of my heart. You're in my prayers, and God is not only moving in Hannibal; He is shaking people, and it's great. It's wonderful, and I thank you both for being a part of it. And I look forward to seeing you both again soon.
Thanks again, Michelle. All right, and again, I know you're in Missouri, Mike, but you do get to Wisconsin from time to time. Are you and Pam available to minister similarly to what you did there in Hannibal back in November?
Absolutely. We have a saying, Pam and I, that we don't even let people know where we're at. We sneak in and we sneak out. We see healings. We teach. We preach. And because the enemy can't be before us then, you know, that we go in, we probably preached about 50 times in the last couple months in Wisconsin, different little small communities. And again, it's amazing to us how God is picking the small villages around the areas, but almost like He's leaving the city out.
You know what? I got to say, I think there's a, I find a greater humility there in general.
Amen.
And so that's where God opposes the proud, but gives strength to the humble, but gives grace to the humble, actually. So, Front Page, Wibben Wogo, Mark Halverson, Mike and Pam Matthews, formerly of the Chippewa Valley for many, many years, and frequently back to Wisconsin. Still have a daughter, I think, at CVTC, right?
She just graduated in May. Congratulations, Tiffany.
All right. So is she out of here, or is she hanging around Wisconsin?
Well, we're begging her to go on in life, but she needs to find God's will. And
we need some good we need some good folks in Eau Claire still, you know. All right, so we'll get more with Mike and Pam coming up and talking about this interactive journal, The Pearl Within, an interactive journey.
To whatever you're doing.
Ready for lunch?
In just a second. Come on in.
Wow, is this your new brochure? It's beautiful. Where did you have it done?
They were dropped off yesterday. We had them done at Badgerland Printing. Aren't the colors sharp and clear? We love their work. Badgerland does all our printing. Letterhead, business cards, signs, flyers, everything.
Are they pricey? This work can't be cheap.
Badgerland's prices are very reasonable, and they are very easy to work with. Write down this number and give them a call. 874-5149. 874-5149. You'll be glad you did.
What were you doing when you were 9 years old? 9-year-old Austin Gutwine decided to shoot 2,057 free throws to raise money for orphans with AIDS in Zambia. Now Hoops for Hope is in 17 countries. It all started with one phrase from a Sunday school teacher. God wants to use your life. Give your kids inspiration this summer. Read them the book. Take your best shot. Do something bigger than yourself by Austin Gutwine. During the Freedom Month of July, for a suggested gift of $40 or more to the ministry, ask for the book Take Your Best Shot by Austin Gutwine. Write, call, or go online.
Front Page, WWIB and WOGO, talking to former Eau Claire residents Mike and Pam Matthews, live in Missouri now. They've authored an interactive journal. It's called The Pearl Within, an interactive journey through your past, present, and future to discover the pearl within you. Exchange our focus next.
Upon a time, upon a hill far away, an unfair proposition before a righteous man was made. Could have changed the situation, but instead chose to obey at the great exchange. An eternity he traveled to be there at that place, the chosen destination to show mankind God's grace. His longing to redeem us could only be explained at the and he bore such pain, and he did.
Lewis Carroll on WWIB, The Great Exchange. Mike and Pam Matthews, our guest on Front Page, talking about their journal, The Pearl Within, an interactive journey, and you can access it online, just a $3 donation. Go to their website, focusonheaven.com. And one of the big parts of this, Mike, is a real emphasis on exchange. We touched on it earlier, but right away, page 8 of the workbook, you really give many, many examples of exchange. Why is this so key to what you're calling, what you say God is doing with people?
You know, a couple different reasons, Mark, but it's really back to, you know, as I mentioned, my dad mentioned Reggie White, finding that Jehovah redeems, which means he exchanges with us. And when we look at what the kingdom of heaven is like, again, the front of it is Matthew 13:45. But if you even look back in the previous verses, it says the kingdom of heaven is like a field with a treasure in it. And so there's an exchange process that happens within the kingdom of God. And we go through Scripture and we find some of the greatest passages is it's God's privilege to exchange with his children. If earthly parents know how to get good gifts, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts? But take your eyes off money. Think about gifts such as healing gift, knowledge gift, gifts of wisdom, and so many other gifts that God wants to exchange with us. But first we have to believe it, that God is good enough to want to exchange with us, all the way to the point that Scripture would say that greater works than Christ did shall you do also if you believe. And that means I've got a long way to go myself. I might have accomplished a lot in my life, but I get to go, as Colossians says, from glory to glory. I get to graduate every week of my life and do something new and do something fresh. And so I get people asking me, Mike, how did you go from point A to point B so quickly? I said, I believe. I believe I get to exchange who Mike Matthews was last week with somebody new next week, and the next week, and the next week. It doesn't happen that sequential, but the point is still there, that God is so pleased when his children grab hold of the gifts that he's prepared for them, and they're all free.
Pam, how about the exchange process from your standpoint, your experience?
Well, and going back to what I said before, I just thought these things were just going to happen. You know, I thought I was going to be like Christ, and, you know, I just thought I could just do it. I had to go through that process of exchanging. I had to exchange that fear for faith. I just didn't have faith. I had to exchange that fear for faith. I had to believe it. I had to believe that I was going to exchange my emotional behavior for facts and exchange that chaos and anger for peace. So I went through these processes, and it was all an exchange process.
Mike and Pam Matthews, it's their journal, The Pearl Within. It just came out. You can access it, the electronic edition online for just a suggested $3 donation. Or you can get the hard copy like I've got in my hands on the console here. The Pearl Within, an interactive journey through your past, present, and future to discover the pearl within you. We'll take your questions or comments for them at 723-2555 in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. Toll free 1-800-657-4769 or email mhalvo@wwib.com. But in terms of, you start off with a quote early on, and it seems to be this idea. It kind of reminds me, I'm doing a small group study on Chuck Swindoll's The Grace Awakening on Sunday mornings at 9 at church. And so the example right away in chapter 1, he talked about, and this is Swindoll's bestseller of all the years and all the many books he's written, and he talks about how everybody's a caterpillar, okay? So think of it that way. But those of us who have put our faith in Christ, okay, we've experienced salvation, we are butterflies. But then he gives this third option, that those who are butterflies and have the ability to soar on the wings of God's grace, but still, even though they're Christians and they're butterflies, to follow his analogy, and they're still crawling around as if they're caterpillars, he calls them catterflies. Not if he made that up or not, but I mean, the point is that speaks to very precisely to what I gather you're talking about here, is that Christians, born again folks who very well may have their names in the Lamb's Book of Life, who don't follow through in this exchange process, and it seems like there's many different levels and layers to it, we're missing out. We were made to soar. We were made to experience something far greater than we often say yes to. Comment on that, and what you I thought that was a great example, Pam, in terms of fear or faith. I mean, we're being controlled by one or the other, right, Mike?
That's correct. You know, and so those of you listening out there, you've met Christians that you feel like, wow, how can they call themselves a Christian? That's unbelievable. They just did what they did, and they call themselves a Christian. And I struggled with that for a few years, and the Lord said to me, Mike, calm down. because this is the key, is that the author of fear is Satan, but the author of faith is God. So when a Christian who works hard at having faith, they start demonstrating God's ability to work through them, they look like a great Christian. But the week goes by and suddenly fear sets in, and they're listening to the author of fear, Satan, and they do something bizarre. And we get blamed. So I watch people bounce back and forth between fear and faith, and in essence what they're doing is they're bouncing back and forth between letting God lead them and letting the enemy lead them. Thus, Jesus says to Peter, "Get thee behind me, Satan," because fear filled Peter's heart that Christ was going to die upon Calvary.
And I'm so glad you mentioned that particular one, even, Pam, for your experience, because I think that is one of the most fundamental exchanges that we need to frequently, even multiple times in a day, but ultimately to grow in, that more and more we're living lives of mature faith as opposed to being controlled by our fear.
You know, Mark, and I find it interesting. Pam and I have been privileged to move away from Wisconsin 2 different times, 3 years the first time, now 4 years. And people call the Midwest, you know, Oklahoma, Missouri, Arkansas, the Bible Belt. But what we've witnessed is it's called the Faith Belt. Is, man, these people live by faith. I mean, we just watched in Branson, Missouri alone, millions of dollars being dedicated to the gospel. And we said, wow, these people believe beyond our wildest imaginations. I don't know where they get the money. I don't know where they get the faith, but I want to be tapped into this. I haven't reached this pinnacle of faith yet.
Yeah. And one of your Wisconsin frustrations, I know in talking to you in the past, is just that you call it a false humility here, where that I think, if I'm right, that you think oftentimes keeps us in kind of this caterfly rather than butterfly experience with the Christian life. Is that right?
Amen. The cocoon is safer, right? If I can stay in the cocoon and say things like, well, I'm just got to be humble before the Lord, and I just need to be patient with the Lord, and all these things, and as soon as I hear those words, I say, I tag it, false humility, because that's not glorifying to God. That's taking away everything Christ gave you by hiding in your cocoon and not flying with wings and soaring as eagles like he called us to do. And again, but we pray for Wisconsin almost daily. Say, Lord, set them free and let them believe and have faith, because somehow they started believing in religion more than they did in Christ. And I don't get it, but yet that's our prayer. We love the people up there. We love our family, but yet we say, Lord, they're stuck. They won't fly. They won't soar. They won't move on. And I challenge everyone. I say, you know, find in Scripture where God let one person, man or woman, called of him to stay in the same place. You can't find it. He moves people on so that they can soar with him and depend upon him and show their faith toward him.
Hmm. Let's go to the phones. Norman O'Clair for Mike and Pam Matthews talking about their journal, The Pearl Within. You can find it at focusonheaven.com. Hi, Norm.
Hey. Well, this is about a dream I had. I had a little windfall, and I know I have to tithe 10% to God, and I dreamt 2 nights in a row that my tithing has to be to further the kingdom of God, and I can't think of a better person than Mike. So that's about all I can say.
Huh.
Keep believing in dreams. God is sending them to us.
Terrific. Thank you. And Mike, you actually have a brother in Eau Claire named Norm, but that actually wasn't your brother, was it?
Actually, that was my father who just called in.
Huh.
And God had spoken to his heart, evidently, to call in. I mean, I had no clue of that.
Yeah, right. Wow, powerful. Excellent. Cool. It's front page here of Wib and Wogo, heading down the home stretch. We've got one last segment. Have you ever thought about writing and singing your own song to God? We'll get to that from Mike and Pam Matthews' interactive journal, The Pearl Within, as they talk about an interactive journey through your past, present, and future to discover the pearl within you. Are you settling for being a caterfly, or are you flying on the wings of God's grace as the butterfly he's called you to be?
Sometimes, when I'm telling people about all the ways they could save money on their car insurance by switching to GEICO, I start to get carried away. I'll get to the part about multi-car discounts, good driver discounts, discounts for cars with airbags or anti-lock brakes, and suddenly I'll realise that I haven't even been talking. I'm just daydreaming about savings, and then we're just left with these awkward pauses.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
And now for the bonus round. If time flies and money talks, what does wisdom do?
His taxes?
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
People who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. What should they throw?
Parties?
Correct. Netflix now delivers movies instantly to your TV through what?
Oh, through Wii!
Correct! Woo! Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console, plus DVDs by mail, all for only $9 a month.
See terms of use.
Well, I want to sing a song for you. And oh, for you, I want to sing a song. And I want to lift my voice to heaven and listen to the angels sing along. A song of your faithfulness, a song of your grace, and of your love and kindness to the glory of your name. With everything that's in me, Lord, listen to me say, I want to sing a song for you. I want to sing a song.
Third day. Sing a song, WWIB. Hope you've been enjoying this front page. I got to tell you, it's my wife just yesterday, we were talking about getting away from the traditional seven different instrumental bumpers we use, and just yesterday said, yeah, when you use other contemporary Christian songs as the bumpers, sometimes we don't get to the good part of the song when you just go from the beginning. Well, I'm like, well, I know what the answer to that is. Just a little preparation beforehand, a little producer work to get the tune ready to go. So we've been doing that throughout the show. And that's it's a great tune from Third Day off their Offerings 2 release, Sing a Song. And it works its way, like so much of the contemporary Christian music we've been playing, into Mike and Pam Matthews' brand new journal. You can find it at focusonheaven.com. And that is The Pearl Within, an interactive journey through your past, present, and future to discover the pearl within you. Or are we too scared to do that? Mike, how does this tune from Third Day fit in?
You know, Mark, it's funny. I dedicated it to you, believe this or not. You called me up one day, I don't know how many months back, and you said, Mike, I got a verse for you. It's Zephaniah 3:17. And I looked up Zephaniah 3:17, and it just stuck with me about the Lord wants to sing and dance over you.
Right, right, right.
I'm paraphrasing slightly, but it's fairly accurate. So in the journey, we really know we've got to stretch people to believe God wants more for them than they ever imagined. And so we challenge people to say, hey, listen to this song by Third Day and imagine that God loves you so much that he would literally dance over you, no matter who you are, sinner, saint. He's not a respecter of persons. And say, wow, if we could challenge people to get out of their cocoon and see that God is dancing over their life, they just might say they got the gift of healing. They just might do something for the kingdom. And so that's really the challenge. But again, you initiated that.
Wow. Well, thank you. I mean, praise the Lord. And the Spirit working in all of us here together to get the job done. So you actually, Pam, this exercise, and again, we've just been covering chapter one, kind of the starting point, kind of laying the foundation for discovering the pearl within and this interactive journal. But you and Mike call folks to do an exercise, I think, that could be incredibly powerful, that most, if not all, I think, have probably never done. And that is just, to do what exactly here, Pam?
Where are you looking?
Page 16. You're calling folks to write their own song, right? You say write and sing a song back to God.
Yes. Actually, you know, back early in my early days, you know, and it goes back to God telling me he was giving me the gift of healing, and I couldn't believe it at all. You know, it was almost like, where did that crazy thought come from?
Because you
surely
felt
it wouldn't be me.
Sure.
And so it's that unbelief that we would think that God would want you to do, that he would want to do that, and that we would do it back to him. Because it just sounds like, why would God want us to do that? Why would we have that relationship like that with him? But that's where I believe that as you grow closer, as you begin to clean out the house, that you enjoy that fellowship, you enjoy that and believe and see the songs that God is singing over you. You see the light. You see that he, how much he loves you in a different way than to just say it, you know, because anybody can just talk it. But when you believe it, it's a whole different story. So actually, when oftentimes in prayer, I imagine him singing over me, and he's pleased with the process and the progress that I'm going through, and the exchange process that continues to keep happening. And I do it back. I sing back to God.
And that is intimacy. That is the intimacy that we're after. And if we can achieve that spiritually, Mike, then we're that much more going to be in position where we can experience that maritally, you know. But isn't that true?
Amen. You know, the old saying in Promise Keepers was, intimacy stands for into me you see. And, you know, the reality is God sees inside you daily. And Stephen Annie Chapman had a song years ago, and it had a little phrase in it that said, is there a place in your heart that even you won't go? You see, God sees it already, and the greatest exchange story in Scripture is found in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18 and 19, where it says, now come on, let's reason together here. Though you be a sinner, I will make your sins as white as snow, or white as wool. And so God says, please exchange with me. If you're a sinner out there, God wants to exchange with you, and he wants to be intimate with you, but you first got to imagine that God is big enough, great enough to overlook who you are and literally sing a song over you. He loves you that much. Excuse me for saying this, but don't look to your wife or husband to sing a song over you all the time. Huh. Look to God.
Amen.
Greater solutions than my wife does. He's got greater solutions than my boss does.
Mm-hmm.
And he's singing over me right now. He sings over me all the time, but I got to believe it first.
Mike and Pam Matthews from FocusOnHeaven.com, longtime residents of the Chippewa Valley, and their latest work together, The Pearl Within, an interactive journey through your past, present, and future to discover the pearl within you. Matthew 13:45, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for pearls. Have you discovered the pearl within you? Have you allowed yourself to believe that, God might give you a gift you never would have thought that he would give to someone like you? But remember, the one true God is no respecter of persons. The ground is level at the cross, and he loves to dole out his gifts to the undeserving, because that's what his grace is all about. And we're all, everybody outside of Jesus is undeserving. So on that note, if you get invitations to speak here in the area, hey, if you'll speak in Hannibal, that's only about a town of about 50 or something, 50, 100, a couple hundred. I mean, you'll speak in communities large or small if given the chance, right?
Amen. Anywhere God calls, we go. But you got to want change. If you don't want change, don't call us.
All right. So again, you can learn more about the Matthews at FocusOnHeaven.com, or if you want to contact me, if you're interested in having them in for an event, love to hear from you as well. Email me, mhalvo@wwib.com. The dream he's laid on my heart is to take this movie that's coming out in less than a month on DVD, To Save a Life. And we had a chance, in January to see that and to facilitate a discussion, that the podcast of which is still up at wib.com. Wib.com, if you go under the podcast on the right-hand side, Best of front page, you can still find it. It was from early February, and 70 minutes, and kids talking, reacting to this movie they'd seen a week earlier. It's on my heart is to show that as many places as possible, and then to be there to use some of these talk show skills I've developed over 20 years and facilitate a discussion, and then finish off with that third part maybe that was even missing that night in Chippewa Falls, and that is for the exchange process to take place, for there to be an invitation for kids, for moms, for dads, for sisters, for brothers to come forward and shed the tears and turn away. So that's what's on my heart. And as I go through your journal, The Pearl Within, hopefully God will develop my faith in place of my fear as well. So thanks so much for being our guest.
Our privilege. Blessings to everyone out there. Look to the Lord.
All right. Love you guys. All right. Mike and Pam Matthews, again, learn more. FocusOnHeaven.com. Third day, take us out of here.
I want to sing a song for you. Lord, for you, I want to sing a song.